Tell me exactly what acquisition visibility is and the kinds of information that it works with.
Well, the kinds of information we're working with are cost, schedule, and performance for major weapon systems. And in the major weapon systems, we're providing that information on a near real-time basis to the undersecretary to support the decision-making process of the department.
How is the information moving from collection to distribution?
Well, we tried to bring in the game changers of the business of using service orientation and working with the services. And what we've tried to do and what we've been able to accomplish is innovate using technologies very rapidly by pulling the information from the services, understanding and putting it under information governance, so having a better handle on our definitions, and being able to report, do we have it, do we have the right information, to the undersecretary on a monthly basis.
Tell me how you were doing this before, or as close, I guess, as is comparable to how this information was moving before, if it was, and what the transformation process was like to stand this up so that this flow can be the way that it is now.
We really turned the process inside out. Historically, we did a lot of pushing of information around. Obviously, much like many organizations, we were built on paper-based processes, so we would stand up a business system and use that system to collect the information. What we found was that we weren't getting the information as timely, and it was difficult for us to manage. What we adopted was a service orientation of getting information from the services, from the authoritative sources, from those people using the information closest to it, and being able to pull that information via using technology and using the tools and techniques of service orientation and publish and subscribe to provide that information, and then provide that to those who had the need or the desire to have that information as appropriate.
Is this acquisition visibility program an ongoing development, or is it doing now everything you need it to do?
Well, we don't think of it as a program. We think about it as information services, because the infrastructure piece is rather small. And as a part of it, it is doing the basic parts of information, but we have high demands for other pieces of information. So we continue to work with the services to provide that information and govern that so we can appropriately have a glide path for the department to take advantage of. Do we need more information, and what is it, and why do we need it, and can we do this, and can we do this quickly?
Did you have any challenges at getting the services to provide the information in a clean manner? We've talked about on this station all different kinds of data and information transmission challenges that different agencies have had, not because anybody is malintentioned, but just because processes are being newly implemented and it's not always easy to stand them up.
Well, that's where we really tried to take a different view of that. We started very small in terms of those things that we could define and define clearly. And we worked with the services to achieve a common, I want to say, semantic definition, because it's not just the same definition. And if we had the same meaning that we could move forward on, Francis, what would happen is the services, it helped them help the process too, so we could start to begin to speak the same language. And we didn't overshoot the amount of data we wanted to get. We started with things that we knew, had a pretty good sense of what was good, what was bad, and we worked very hard to make it good.
Anything else that we should know about acquisition visibility that we haven't covered?
No, I think we covered it. I think it's important to realize, and I think it's important for the audience to understand that the tools and techniques out there that we hear about and oftentimes brush off as glib of either semantics or service orientation are things that we could do and take advantage of today. We just need to have the courage and the wherewithal to kind of work through it and work as an organization to achieve our results.